95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo is off today, so Stu is joining me today in the studio.
Howdy.
Welcome back, sir.
Good to be here.
Let's talk about today's show. We have parking wars. You ever been in a parking war?
Just a couple.
I assume you've been in a lot. Strike me as a guy who's in a lot.
Well,
I'm not saying that to be insulting, but
I'm a pacifist, but everyone in Los Angeles has been in a lot.
That's
right?
True. That is true. But how you handle it is the question that we're going to ask a little bit later.
Yeah.
If you're in a parking war. Also, words that drive you crazy. We were talking yesterday about something and the word moist came up. And I remember we used to have a listener who would physically cringe when she heard that word.
You said she would retch.
Yes. Yes. And so, of course, we'd work at it as often as we could.
Moist is the word moist? For a lot of girls.
Is it?
I think it is.
Is it girls? Or is it just
that's
people?
That's been my experience.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see. That's coming up a little bit later. We have some tickets for the LA Kings. And is there a special level of hell for somebody who robs a kid's birthday party?
Oh, yeah.
With weapons?
I mean, with weapons? Mm-hmm. At a kid's birthday? What
yeah.
the could you possibly be after?
I don't know. Cake? Those little hats?
Must be some damn good cake.
I don't know exactly what that would be. And have you ever used the suggested for you features on any of the streaming services? Like they sort of gauge what you've listened to in the past?
On listen to? Or yeah. I'm thinking of Netflix, but you're talking about specifically music?
Music specifically, yes.
Yeah, it doesn't usually work out. I'm a pretty opinionated music listener.
Same.
I know what I like. I know what
same.
I want. Yeah.
And so that's why it's so surprising to me that it could be so unbelievably off. It could be so... The first song they recommended for me.
What?
I hate it on every level.
It's never going to be.
No.
It's never going to be right.
It is not. So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo show. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today.
Yep.
Use the streaming music streaming services at all?
I've got Spotify here, but I don't. I use it for work only. I'm a snob. I don't need any some goofy person or thing telling me what song they think I
in general I am the same.
Yeah.
In general, I don't use it. But then there was a friend of mine started using it, and I thought, okay, well, it has a predictive feature.
Yeah.
So it takes into account what you liked and listened to, and then it'll say, these are songs you'll also like.
When Pandora first came out, I remember people were hailing it, wow, this is really cool. See what it does.
Greatest thing in the world.
Yeah.
So I finally tried it. I had given up and I finally tried it. I was just like, look, let's just see what happens. So I go to my station.
Okay.
The station that's created for me. And the first song that they think that I'll like.
Wait, based on what?
Based on music that I have listened to.
Oh, okay. Is that who I think it is?
That's Barry Manilow.
That's Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
Wow, is this Mandy?
Mandy. I'm sorry. Did I mention the Spanish version? How? What? Where? What? What?
Mandísimo.
How did I?
Did you know Barry Manilow knew Spanish?
No. I assume what? They learn it just for the song?
Maybe he learned it phonetically. This is not
maybe
Italian. This is Spanish?
Yeah, Spanish.
Wow. This is just as cheesy in this language.
Yeah, I don't like him. I don't like the song. Also, I don't speak Spanish.
Michael.
And that was the first one that they said, hey, you know what, Kevin? Based on what you've listened to, here you go.
Well, that begs the question, what are you listening to?
What am I listening to? Nothing that that would lead them to this.
You listen
conclusion.
To music with guitars and drums in it and stuff?
I listen to rock.
People shouting and whatnot?
Yes.
I don't know. You need to listen to more Slayer, apparently.
I listen to Slayer. What do I have to do for them to predict that it... What? Oh, Mandy, always the same. And then...
Yeah.
I don't. Espanol? No habla?
Hablo.
No hablo.
Hablo Espanol.
Do you do?
Este suca.
Would you like to interpret the lyrics for us?
No.
Okay.
I'm not. No.
Come on. This is what they thought out.
I took my yacht out to the lake. My yacht then sunk to the bottom. But I'm still rich as hell.
I don't think
that. And my lover is scuba diving in the sand.
That's what the lyrics are?
That's what I hear.
Wow. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo show. Stu is in for Sluggo today.
Was that one of the songs that you'd been listening to that brought up Barry Manilow?
I don't understand what song it would have been that brought up Barry Manilow in Spanish. I don't quite get that choice. Hmm. But, you know, it happens.
You've been punked by Tim Cook.
There is a place in Britain, a historic city of Lincoln, has a crazy amount of preserved period buildings dotted throughout the entire city from the medieval times.
All of England does.
Yes.
It's amazing.
But there's one specific one where there's the high bridge that spans the river Witham. And boaters at the time in the Middle Ages named that bridge over the water.
Okay.
And they named it the Glory Hole.
Oh, the Glory Hole Bridge?
The Glory Hole. Nope, just the
Glory Hole.
The hole under the bridge above the water.
Oh.
They named it the Glory Hole.
Okay.
Now there are signs all over the city going, go over there for the world's best glory hole.
Oh, God.
And you go, what?
World's worst glory hole.
I can't imagine there wasn't a city council meeting or something
rename it.
In the 80s and the 90s and early 2000s. You know, there's another word for glory hole.
Too late now.
To spare you from the Google search, a glory hole is a man-made hole in a wall that people stick things in. That's all.
Oh, yeah. If you don't know what a glory hole is, watch Porky's.
Yes. Yes, indeed. But apparently they have not changed that. They're very happy with their glory hole.
Yeah,
they love
it. Should they?
It's the greatest glory hole in all of England, as it says.
I'd like to sail a boat in England now.
Sure. And Britain's people that are visiting now are calling it overhyped.
Well, at least they're not offended.
They should be offended. If you're looking for a glory hole.
Visitors to the area.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. They're offended because they're actually wanting to be.
Yes.
Well, okay, yes. Then be offended.
People come from all over the world to see the world's greatest glory hole.
The world's biggest glory hole.
And what would that make you think?
It's not even circular in shape.
I mean, it's the top of it is circular under the bridge.
Yeah, but that doesn't fit anything.
I mean, you'd have to be pretty big. For that glory hole.
God, we're getting close to the edge here.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just saying.
Coming close to that line.
You'd have to be pretty big.
Yeah.
It's the world's largest glory hole. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's the Kevin and Sluggo show. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today.
Sure am.
A South Carolina teen pleads guilty to armed robbery at a kid's birthday party. That's a worse crime than a normal robbery, right?
I'm only surprised it didn't happen in Florida.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. Armed robbery.
Both guys had a gun.
Kid's birthday party.
Yes.
Because you're going to get shot with a water pistol, maybe.
I don't exactly know. It seems like they knew the guy.
Let us into the bouncy house.
South Carolina teen has pled guilty to armed robbery at a child's birthday party and was sentenced to 5 years maximum in prison. His name is Rufus Gates, and he's 17 years old, wow, along with another guy who also went to prison for this. They went into a room in the Santee Delta Motel in December of 2015.
Oh, what?
This sounds like the saddest children's Christmas party ever.
Yeah, what? In a motel?
In December.
In South Carolina.
December birthdays get screwed anyway.
They certainly did.
But not here. They were having a raging party. There were four kids and two adults.
What? Oh, man.
That does not stay right. That's the whole celebration.
Right there. Blow it out.
Happy birthday to you. Just blow out the candles. Two adults and four kids. So two guys armed broke into the room. One of them made all the kids sit in the corner. Another one got one guy who he must have known separate from them,
yeah,
and demanded money.
How the hell much money could there have possibly been?
It says that it was between $80 and $100.
Totally worth it. Yeah.
So worth 5 years.
5 years. Totally. Hey, he'll be 22 when he gets out.
Right.
Lots of time to still make horrible life decisions.
But when you're in prison and people ask you what you were there for, you say, listen, armed robbery. And they go, cool. Oh, all right. Hold up. A kid's party.
What'd you knock over, man?
Then they go, I'm staying away from you. You're effed up.
Yeah, yeah. Not only that, you're going to be everybody's friend.
You were going to say bitch, weren't you?
I was. I guess I could.
You could, yeah. Because that would be a thing in prison that guy would be. So kids' birthday parties.
Kids' birthday. Well, I mean, hey, memorable party. That kid's got a story for life.
Sure. Sorry. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show in the afternoon. Sluggo is off today, and Stu is filling in.
What's up?
Talking about having parking issues.
Oh, yeah.
People are bad at parking. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
Yeah. Driver's licenses are issued way too easily.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
And there's a guy that parks next to me. Who about half the time is at least on the line.
Oh.
At least. And one day I came home and his tires were fully on my side of both lines.
You live next door to Stevie Wonder?
Apparently.
Jeez.
But my car is relatively small, so I backed in thinking to myself, if I can back in without hitting him and show him that I got about an inch and a half of space, he'll see that. And realize, I'm an asshole. I shouldn't be parking.
You're giving him way too much credit.
Well, I mean, that was step one.
But that was, that was step one.
So I backed in, barely made it, thought I was going to scratch the car for a second, thought I was going to scratch his car.
Yeah.
And then the next day, his car was still there.
Oh, yeah, he didn't go anywhere.
No. So, and I just had to inch out that day because I was so tightly pushed together.
Leave him a can opener on his windshield.
Leave him a can opener.
Yeah, a can opener.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't think he would get that.
No, he wouldn't get that.
I left him a note. And then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. How do you solve parking disputes?
Oh.
So I left him a note on his side of the driver's side window.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, and I try to do this with comedy so that he understands, but also get the F out of my spot.
Sure.
Both.
Sure.
So I start by saying, I get the comedy of you parking in my spot, comma, but what if that didn't happen?
Oh.
And I left that note on his car window.
I don't know if that's solving the issue as much as escalating the issue.
I don't know. See that? I don't know. If it's a decent person, they go, wow, my parking sucks.
Geez, I'm not such a good driver.
That dude's right. I need to stay out of his spot. Yeah. So I was going there.
Right.
And he saw the note. Okay. And he parked well away from my spot.
Yeah.
It worked.
Oh, forever.
I don't know what my next move would have been.
Would it involve a baseball bat? Maybe.
Perhaps. Some explosives? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Some glue.
Oh.
Is what it involves.
I like the sound of that. Have you done that?
No, I haven't done that, but I was gonna.
Because?
You don't park your car in front of my house for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks,
and
dude.
And never came to get it? Never?
At least.
Wow. Just parked it.
Turned, and I assume I live by the airport, so I assumed this is somebody who flew out of town and they had a buddy that lives around the neighborhood and that, they're inconsiderate. No. They just live around the neighborhood and they don't apparently have the drive,
they don't have the parking
drive space or whatever. Yeah, so they just parked it in front of my house for like a month or something.
But did they not go anywhere? Was it the pandemic time?
Yeah, they just it's an extra vehicle or something. Oh. And it was like a big van. And here's the kicker, it had Florida plates.
Of course it did.
Yeah,
how did you handle that?
Eventually, I wasn't the only neighbor who wasn't, happy about it.
Right.
So
good.
I think the word trickled over to him, like, dude, because he was this close to having his windshield wiper super glued to the
windshield.
Oh,
that was what you were going to use the glue for?
Yeah. But it didn't. But it didn't happen.
But
it could have.
I would have
put the note and glued it there. Because...
So he would have seen that his windshield wipers were glued.
I suppose when he went to take the note off,
I hope so.
Gone anywhere? I'm like,
interesting.
I don't know. I mean, that's really not probably. Would
I mean, if the guy takes the car and just takes off and it's raining, which it rarely does here, but it sure did over Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you could cause an accident.
All right. Well,
and you'd
know,
be liable.
All right, bring me down.
Manslaughter.
Bring reality into it. Thanks.
So parking wars is what we want to talk about. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show.
Heidi and Frank.
Oops, hey, 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 with that, for God's sakes, man. Take it easy. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
So what were you saying?
I was saying Stu is sitting in for Sluggo. We're talking about parking wars. I had to leave a note on a guy's car who was parking mostly in my spot.
Yeah.
Seems
don't dare him.
Unneeded.
Yeah.
So we're going to take your calls on parking wars. You had one?
Yeah, back in my earlier years, I got so many problems with people like you're talking about parking too close.
Right.
Far into your spot. That I printed out cards put on their windshields. That said, thank you for parking so close. Next time, leave a damn can opener so I can get my car out of the space. Assholes like you should ride the bus.
And how did that work? Was it successful?
Most of the time, it worked all right. I actually even left a phone number on a couple of them.
Wow, if you want to debate later.
And a few people responded fairly, I'm sorry, blah, 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 or go kiss my butt, yada, yada, yada.
Sure. Did you kiss anyone's butt?
No.
It's a valid question. KLOS, hello.
Hello, party people. What's up?
Talking about parking wars. What do you got?
Parking wars. Use caltrops.
Use what?
Caltrops. So those things that you throw down and they always land with a point going up. Throw some caltrops in front of the tires, dude. You'll quit parking there.
Oh, but then they can't leave because their tires are flat.
Well, no, these caltrops, they'll take effect immediately. They'll be like $4 away and get four flat tires, bro.
Oh, wow.
It seems extreme.
Yeah, that's a...
Thank you for calling. We appreciate
it. That's the kind of guy that nukes a fly.
Parking Wars, 818-955-KLOS. Call now. We're talking about parking wars. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today, and you have a story about parking wars?
Hey, Kevin, Stu.
I think you mean Stu.
Yes, hi.
Hey, years ago in Seattle, we were working near the Space Needle on a building,
mm-hmm.
a Frank Gehry building for the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Excellent.
And parking was incredibly tight.
Right.
And we were in our big trucks, right? And for some reason, three nights in a row, this lady would slide right in next to our truck so we could barely get in.
Right.
Got even.
What did you do? How did you get even?
I put a rotten banana under her door latch.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So when she had to come out and take her key to open the door, said door.
Squish.
We could hear the scream on the third floor.
That's pretty strong. And I'm guessing it also wasn't a banana. I'm guessing. We're talking about parking wars. You've experienced this?
Hey, Kevin, Slew.
I think you mean Stu.
Yes, hi.
Hey, years ago in Seattle, we were working near the Space Needle on a building,
mm-hmm.
a Frank Gehry building for the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Excellent.
And parking was incredibly tight.
Right.
And we were in our big trucks, right? And for some reason, three nights in a row, this lady would slide right in next to our truck so we could barely get in.
Right.
Got even.
What did you do? How did you get even?
I put a rotten banana under her door latch.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So when she had to come out and take her key to open the door, said door.
Squish.
We could hear the scream on the third floor.
That's pretty strong. And I'm guessing it also wasn't a banana. I'm guessing most likely. All right. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Parking wars. What do you got?
So the same thing happened to me. I went to a parking lot where somebody parked into the spot. So mm-hmm. what I did is I let my wife and kids get out. I backed in the spot, and I got real close to her car so she couldn't get in. As we're walking up, she comes up, and her daughter, not even 12, 13 years old, and she starts yelling and screaming, look at this idiot, the way they parked. I can't get in my car. And the daughter said, oh, yeah? Mom, look how you're parked. You're in his spot.
Nice!
Yeah.
So we're walking up as it's happening. So I started clapping, good. Kudos to the daughter. She's got more common sense than you do. And we walked in the store.
Nicely done. So they still couldn't get in the car until you came back out?
No, I did not. No, she had to go crawl across to get in her car.
Fantastic.
She could not go through her passenger, to the driver door.
As far as harsh punishments and an easy lesson to learn,
look,
what should be more important, learn to drive or learn to park? What comes first?
I mean, I think there's both, no? Can't we
expect
both? It's all
part of the same. Yes, we should. We should be able to.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, talking about parking wars.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've been parking in a very large parking lot for about 30 years and having to deal with people who don't know how to park.
Right.
So one of my first very nice cars come out to a nice, fresh ding-dong on the side of the car.
Oh, no.
Made me very upset.
Mm-hmm.
I maintained I didn't do anything stupid, but I talked to a buddy of mine, and he's like, oh, early days, I would have got out the tire iron, smacked the side of their car, and felt much better. He said, but I figured that was a bad idea, so he's a mechanic, and he said I started carrying a little container of hydraulic grease
mm-hmm.
and a box full of latex gloves.
Wait, we're still talking about parking, right?
Latex glove, big wad of hydraulic grease underneath the door handle it goes.
Yeah.
Away I go.
Yep.
You can only imagine how fun it would be for the guy to walk up to his car and shove his hand in there and get a nice tan.
Yeah. Not as gentle as the banana, but equally effective.
Agreed. People can hear that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today. We have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Woo!
Tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. You cheered for the wrong team.
Crypto.com Arena.
Yes.
Is that the place we used to call the Staples Center?
That is correct, yes.
Oh, okay.
Get your tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. You're going to need to know players' numbers.
Oh.
Actual current players' numbers.
I know one.
That's what we're looking for.
Player 99, baby.
Sure. If you don't know that one, 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Tina Gutierrez, who just got four tickets to see the Los Angeles Kings play the Pittsburgh Penguins tomorrow night. If you don't have tickets, you can get them at the LAKings.com/tickets. Good luck. Stu is filling in for Sluggo.
Just beating on the table.
Tell me about the word moisture. Why does that drive people so crazy?
Moist.
Moisture.
I don't think
moisture's not so bad. You're right.
Yeah, but moist
drives people crazy.
Yeah, we're probably driving listeners away right now.
There was a listener who would react to it physically. She would.
Yeah, you said she would retch when you
almost like she would just almost throw up.
We need to get her on the phone.
Do we?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think I want to hear that if you don't mind. Yeah. But you've done some research.
Yeah.
On the word moist and why people react to it that way.
There's scientific research done on why people hate that word so much.
And then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS, the words that drive you batty that you can't take. You can't even take the sound of them. All right. What have you found out about moist?
So there is a thing called word aversion.
Word aversion.
Just like innocent words. They're not cuss words, but they have the unique power to disgust people. There was a Twitter poll in 2012,
mm-hmm.
and there was like 250,000 words to choose from. And the number one winner of the point of it was, what one word should we eliminate from the English language?
Oh, interesting.
Moist crushed.
Did
the competition.
It? Over all other words.
Over words like crevice.
I don't love crevice.
And phlegm.
I don't love phlegm. I think it's, by the way, a lot of these are moist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. There was another poll with the 20% of like 400 people felt that particular word was like fingernails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
If you Google like words that makes my skin crawl or why does moist make my skin crawl?
Right.
There's legit science that they've done
there
on
it. Is really.
What grants are being grant, you know, or what money is being doled out to
probably
that?
Millions. Probably millions of dollars to research
millions.
That. All right. So what word do you have a physical reaction to? You literally can't stand hearing that word.
You know, I don't know if I have a physical reaction, but I could do without the word smegma. Me and my neighbor, Lisa, aren't wild about it. And smegma, when you define it, it's a cheesy, sebestuous matter.
Don't need to know.
Found under the foreskin.
Don't need to know.
Sebestuous.
Do not need to know.
I'm not a fan of that one either.
I'm word aversive. What is that word? Word aversion?
Yeah, you got word aversion.
Yeah, to that. I don't need that. I don't need that word.
Smoke a joint.
818-955-KLOS is the phone number. Call with the word that drives you out of your mind. Stu is sitting in for Sluggo today, and we're talking about word aversion. That's the right word? Word aversion?
Sure, absolutely.
The word that just drives you out of your mind. And for some reason, the number one word that drives people out of their mind is, I'm not going to say it, but it's moist. Okay, I am going to say it. It's moist. I'll say it twice.
It rhymes with moist.
It sounds a lot like moist because it's moist. So we're talking about words that drive you crazy. You have one? You have one?
Not me, but my sister. She doesn't like the word ovulation or ovulating.
I wonder why. Is she with you? Is that why you're laughing?
She rubs her shoulders and sinks her head into her neck.
Is that right? Ooh, is like she is she with you right now?
No, I wish she was.
Oh, that's too bad. Could have tortured her.
She'd be cringing out.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Oh, how are you?
Good. Words that drive you crazy.
Inflation.
Inflation.
But that's the idea that drives you crazy. It's not the word.
The sound of the word.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. KLOS, hello.
How about groin?
Groin.
Yeah, my mom could not even pronounce it. She always say growing.
Really?
Groin. She couldn't even pronounce it.
I'd agree, groin. I don't really want to hear that word.
I'm with your mom. I'm right there with you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, a word that you hate?
Yes.
I mean, I guess it's more of a name, but Kurt.
Kurt? Kurt. The name Kurt, Kurt you hate?
Yes, it's the most disgusting name in the English language.
Is there a person that named Kurt that you know that drives you crazy?
No, I don't even have like a personal Kurt. In fact, if I did have a personal Kurt, I feel like it would be better because I would like, you know,
what, can you trace back why you hate this name?
I can't, man. It's always been one of those things.
So the word moist, people like or don't like?
They don't like it, unless it's like, if you're talking about a moist cake and you use it with in context that way.
No kidding.
They don't have that gross retching reaction, but if it's just moist in a vacuum,
okay.
You know the words right? Yeah, then problem. There's probably an FCC rule about that.
I doubt it.
We're probably afoul of it right now.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
We've effed it.
We're talking about words that drive you crazy. You have one?
Okay, mine is supple. I cannot stand the word supple.
You mean like soft, supple breasts?
Supple.
Okay. Anytime anyone describes skin or leather or anything
or
as
breasts?
Supple.
Or breasts. Why? Why do you hate supple?
I don't know. I'm fine with nipples. That's fine.
Same,
yeah.
Or,
but, supple nipples. Even better.
Yes, right. But something about the sup and the ol, I don't know. Just
you can't put the two together.
It's a rap list. Sup to the ol.
Yeah, it's that sup ol. I don't know. I just don't like it. Nipple is okay.
All right.
A supple nipple, no.
Okay, so we're good with nipple. We're down on supple.
Wow.
Yep.
All right.
Yep, all the way.
Thank you for calling.
She's got it organized.
You crazy. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Words you hate.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. What does that mean?
You can't even say it.
I tried.
Yeah.
It's a made-up word.
I'm made up
pretty word. Sure. KLOS, hello.
Hey, no doubt.
No doubt? What?
Gosh, Don, every time I call the desert hot springs, Morongo, 29 Palms, the Marine Base. Everything gone? Oh, no doubt. Everything music on? No doubt. I'm like, come up with something else.
Okay, so it's just the repetition of that one that's driving you nuts.
It's just like, no doubt.
I got you.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Hi.
Hi, words that you hate.
Carcass.
I can see that.
Good band.
I don't know. There's something about that word that makes you cringe.
How do you feel about supple?
Supple? Mm-hmm. That makes me a little uncomfortable.
Okay. All right, just checking. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, words that make you crazy.
Yes, loogie is one of them. It's splooged.
I haven't. I'm sorry. What was the second one?
Splooged. It's horrible.
Which one? I'm sorry, your phone's cutting out.
I'm sorry.
What's
splooged.
It? What is it?
Splooge. S P L. U-D-G-E.
F-L what?
It's S as in Sam.
Yeah.
P, like
wait, you're fine with but...
yeah, is fine, but splooge,
I gotcha. Okay, as long as we're all clear on that. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye. 818-955-KLOS. Words that drive you crazy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Instead of resolving,
son of a bitch, that keeps happening. That's my fault. Sorry. Sorry about that. Sligo's not here. He usually runs the board. Stu is here with me.
Right, I'm running the board?
You are, yeah.
Okay.
No, I am, unfortunately.
That's the story.
And we are talking about words that drive you crazy. You have one?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Words that drive you crazy.
Monogamous.
Oh, wow.
Not the concept, the word. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi. Okay, the word that I cannot stand makes my skin crawl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to try to say it. Okay, okay, well, the word starts with M. Okay, it's, fly larvae, M-A-G-G-O-T-S.
Maggots?
Yeah.
Yeah. Try and say it. Try to say it. Try to say it.
Say it.
I'm eating ice cream right now.
Try to say it.
Are you eating ice
cream? Are there maggots in your ice cream?
Yeah.
No, try and say it. Just try.
Okay.
It's important.
Maggots.
Okay, good. Thank you. She did it. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
Calling in for the words that you can't
hate?
Stand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
What word can't you stand?
I cannot stand cinchy.
Cinchy?
I don't even know what that is.
Cinchy, like, oh, that's cinchy. Like
when it...
Easy.
Yeah. Oh, it's a cinch.
Like it's a cinch.
Yeah, but they say, oh, that's cinchy.
Oh, yeah, they need to be punched in the face.
Yeah, that one will make me just want to punch you right in the face.
Right, they can call it.
Set them loose.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, word you hate.
How you doing?
Good.
Espresso.
Espresso because it's said wrong?
Yeah.
Drives me up the wall.
What, because it's said wrong? Because they put an X in it?
Yeah, it's not spelled with an X, and people try and be all fancy at the restaurant where I work and order an espresso martini or something. And
Do you make them repeat it? Do you make them get it right?
No.
I'm not going to take your order until you take the X out of that.
Because then she'll get the righteous tip.
Right, sure.
I just passive aggressively
recorrect
them, you know.
I got you. All right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo show in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today. And I was telling you a little earlier about the streaming services and how occasionally they will suggest songs for you that you might like.
Yeah. Or
based on what you have listened to before.
Yeah.
They have these programs that then suggest, hey, you liked this song, maybe you'll like this song.
Seems like an easy kind of thing to do. I feel like I could do that. If I got to hang around with you for a few hours and hear the songs that you were...
It would be very easy.
I could do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But?
But I went to my, quote, radio station that was made, quote, for me.
You own a radio station?
Nope, but it's your...
Right.
Radio station, and it's based on what you listen to, and the first thing that they said was this song.
Yeah.
This is Barry Manilow, who I don't love at all.
Barry Manilow.
I hate him.
Wow.
And it's Mandy.
Look at those pants.
And I don't love that song.
I don't like pleated slacks, I'll tell you that.
And also, Espanol.
Siempre he de recordar. That's not Spanish. That's Farsi.
No, it's not.
That's Spanish?
Listen, what do I know?
Okay.
They told me I'd like it.
So do you?
No.
Maybe you should give it a fair shake, dude.
I mean, you're right. I didn't listen to it.
Maybe
I assumed I would hate it.
Maybe the algorithm knows something you don't.
I'm guessing not.
It's catching on, isn't it? You're nodding your head.
I'm not nodding my head.
Oh, no, you're shaking your head.
Don't lie. I'm shaking my hips. This is not a... This song is...
What were you listening to, I wonder?
That's my question.
Barry Manilow.
What would make them think that I would like Barry Manilow?
Barry Gibb? Had you been listening to Barry Gibb?
Well, I don't think they just go by first names.
Well, I don't know. Well,
I think they go by genres.
So, like, you know, they're your Bang into Slayer or whatever you know, listen to at home. And then
Rage Against the Machine.
Sure.
And then they come up with this in Spanish?
Enough. You've been punked.
Why in Spanish? I don't listen to music.
Why not in Spanish?
Because I don't listen to music in Spanish. Right, so this is now my jam.
This song used to make me cry when I was like 9 years old.
No, it didn't.
It makes me cry now.
It made you cry when you were 9 years old?
Yeah, you know.
What a pussy.
I was nine.
What a pussy you were at nine.
This song makes me cry now.
Stu was in for Sluggo today.
Was that one of the songs that you've been listening to that brought up Barry Manilow?
I don't understand what song it would have been that brought up Barry Manilow in Spanish. I don't quite get that choice, but, you know, it happens.
You've been punked by Tim Cook.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo show. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. If you're in a parking war with anyone, the way to handle it, apparently, is with a banana peel. We did some extensive research. If you rob a children's birthday party, there's a special place in hell for you, and I don't think the words glory hole mean the same thing these days as it did in the Middle Ages. I am off to pet Sluggo's kitty. See you tomorrow.